Hello, I'm Jonah Rosenberg, and welcome to February 7th WDOT Newscast. And up first, we have Nate with World News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested that the U.S. take control of Gaza and move the people living there to other countries. His ideas face strong backlash, and many world leaders calling it unrealistic and unfair. The White House has since distanced itself from his comments. In Sweden, a tragic school shooting in the city of Örebro left 11 people dead, including the shooter. The attacker was a former student, and police are still investigating the motive. The Swedish government is now working to tighten gun laws in response. Meanwhile, the UK has been watching a Russian spy ship called Yantar as it's passed through the English Channel. British Navy ships shadowed it to make sure it wasn't a threat to important undersea cables or national security. And in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected calls from a ceasefire in Gaza, saying military operations will continue. Fighting in the region remains intense, with peace talks making little progress. In other news, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has ordered more missile tests, increasing tensions with South Korea and the U.S. military. Experts say that this could lead to stronger international sanctions. Now with national news, here's Dangle.
The Los Angeles wildfires continue with 17,000 structures being burned down. Many celebrities' homes have been burnt down, like Adam Brody, Doc Rivers, Anna Faris, and Spencer Brown. Staying in the West Coast in Anchorage, Alaska, there was a plane crash with 10 people missing and the search continues. This flight was 10 miles offshore Thursday as the aircraft fell into the water. The Coast Guard will continue their search for these Alaskan citizens. With Donald Trump settling into office, the Supreme Court judge has delayed President Trump's plan for offering federal workers to resign. Elon Musk, Trump's associate, has tried to access the student loan system and has alarmed many. In a letter to the acting education secretary, a group of Democrats is seeking to intervene as he tries to gain increasing access to student loan databases and other systems. Democrats fear it could bring an issue into the student loans category. That will be it for U.S. News, and now here is Alexa with local news. All live poultry markets have shut down on Long Island due to 7 known cases of bird flu found in the birds we eat. ICE or Immigrants and Customs Enforcement have arrested around 100 immigrants that live on Long Island during the sweeps for illegal immigrants that are taking place nationwide. Today, a man is getting sentenced for drunk driving and hitting and killing 2 teens from Roslyn. Speaking of Roslyn, coyotes are being seen in many areas in Nassau County, such as Roslyn, Oyster Bay, East Hills, Locust Valley, Manhasset, and most of the concerning of all, Port Washington. Over in the Bronx, an 87-year-old man suffered a home invasion in which he was tied up. The invaders demanded money with the force of a 9mm gun, and they allegedly left his phone, wallet, and other cash. And now with business news, here's Manny.
Stock prices as of this morning are as follows. The Dow is down 0.55%. S&P 500 down 0.63%, and the NASDAQ down 0.64%. In recent news, Dow Jones futures rose as the U.S. delayed tariffs on Canadian imports, easing trade tension concerns. Investors welcomed the move, seeing it as a sign of possible de-escalation and reduced pressure on key industries. However, uncertainties still remain as negotiations continue between the U.S. and Canadian officials. Also, as of February 5th, Kia Motors is facing 2 major tax disputes in India, including a $155 million allegation of misclassifying imported parts and a $14 million dispute over free trade agreement use. The company denies both claims, arguing they stem from interpretation issues and is appealing the decisions. These cases underscore the regulatory hurdles faced by foreign automakers in the Indian market. And now with politics is Glassberg.
Donald Trump signs an order for banning trans women for playing women's sports. So trans men cannot play women's sports in college or in any form of sports. Trump signed this because he didn't want trans people playing in women's sports. For people that play women's sports and will have consequences, and in the collegiate level, colleges will have to pay money for having trans people play sports or forfeit wins. Trump also puts a pause in the Mexican terrorists because of illegal immigrants and because of drugs that they bring in. It's also an issue with the border that because he paused it during the Biden-Harris party, and he plans to unpause this around late March. And also, Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI combat secret enforcement in China during her first couple weeks as Attorney General with the Trump Party. This was issued under the 14 policy memos that she issued when talking about this in the press. Now here's Crime with Katata.
14 alleged gang members arrested in Brooklyn. For the second time in just 2 weeks, there's been gun and gang takedown in New York City. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Trish and Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez on Wednesday announced that more than a dozen gang members were taken off the streets for violent crimes, including murder. Last week, police and the Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz announced a separate takedown that resulted in members of Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua arrested and 34 firearms were seized. Surveillance video shown brazen gunmen opening fire on Brooklyn streets in a crowded apartment building lobby in the Coney Island boardwalk over the past few years. The Brooklyn District Attorney and the police commissioner said they are now off the streets following a two-year investigation called Operation Baywatch. The takedown includes 129 court enactment in which police say 14 alleged alleged members of the 59 Brims and the Bloodhound Brims street gangs terrorized residents in Coney Island and Sheepshed Bay. Officials said a rival gang member was also killed and 18 illegal firearms were seized. Now with sports, here's Jonah.
The NBA has had a historic trade deadline, so let's look into some notable trades this week. The Miami Heat have finalized a trade of some Jimmy Butler and 2 second-round picks to the Golden State Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, Kyle Anderson, and a top 10 protected first-round pick. In a three-way deal between the Spurs, Bulls, and Kings, De'Aaron Fox is shipped to the Spurs, Zach LaVine, and 6 picks until 2028 to the Kings, and 3 role players and a first-rounder to the Bulls. The NFL honors were last night. Here are some of the notable winners. Vikings coach Kenan O'Connell wins Coach of the Year. Rams linebacker Jared Verse wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. Commanders QB Jane Daniels wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Bills quarterback Josh Allen wins NFL Most Valuable Player. The Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2025 consists of 4 players, Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Shepard. However, Giants fans, including myself, are mad because 2-time Super Bowl champion Eli Manning has been snubbed. But I guess his time will come soon. And now with entertainment, here is Ben King.
Kendrick Lamar states that he will utilize storytelling in a Super Bowl performance. This may hint at songs such as Duckworth, Sing to Me, I'm Dying of Thirst, or Mona Lisa, which are critically acclaimed for their ability to tell a story in a clear manner. Mona Lisa would make sense because it would have him bringing Lil Wayne out, who is a New Orleans native and legend. This continues Lamar's historic run with 5 Grammys and a Super Bowl performance, all in the span of 7 days. This would be another huge blow towards the rapper Drake, as Lil Wayne is well known to be a beloved friend of the famous rapper. He will most likely end his performance with Not Like Us. SNL 50 is set to include Peyton Manning, Scarlett Johansson, Kim Kardashian, and Paul McCartney. A lot of people have criticized SNL as of late for not being funny anymore, while others claim that segments such as Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Che have kept the show alive. Now with Grammys is Rowan.
The 2025 Grammys were a night to remember. We had fashion, funny moments, and jaw-dropping performances from the most famous faces in the music industry. Sabrina Carpenter had a feathery baby blue gown on the red carpet before changing into a sparkling suit for her performance. She had a bodysuit underneath, which she revealed after a switch from a jazzy rendition of her song Espresso to the regular upbeat tune. On the red carpet, a ridiculous interview surfaced with Kenneth, aka Babyface, Edmonds, a 13-time Grammy winner, singer, and songwriter. The interviewers were in the middle of asking Babyface some questions when they realized it was their last chance to talk to the Best New Artist winner, Chappell Roan. They abandoned their spots and cut the interview short to speak with Roan. This enraged many, including Khloe Kardashian, internet celebrity. Charli XCX stunned the crowd with her smashes Von Dutch and Guess, with a surprise appearance from supermodel Alex Consani. Cynthia Erivo sang a magnificent Fly Me to the Moon to honor the one and only Quincy Jones. She received a well-deserved standing ovation and knocks everyone's socks off. Now with weather is Schiffer.
In Port Washington, this upcoming week should be a snowy one. The snow will start on Sunday with showers in the morning. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 35, but the snow will start up again on Tuesday. With only 1 week left before break, many kids are hoping for a snow day next week. PM snow showers are expected next Tuesday and Wednesday night. Will there be a snow day? Only time will tell. We will start off break with snow on Saturday and Sunday. School break will last from Sunday, February 16th until Friday, February 23rd. Many people will be going away for the break, but they are missing some of the best weather in the past few weeks. It will be consistently in the mid to high 30s. The staycationers will be rewarded for staying home. That is the weather for the upcoming days. And next with science and technology news is Holden.
President Trump demanded the astronauts stranded in space to be brought back home. Insiders say NASA will bring Sunita Williams and Bush Wilmore home around March 19th. By that date, they would have spent 286 days in space. Williams and Wilmore have been stuck on the International Space Station since June 2024, bringing them close to 8 months on the orbiting laboratory, where they were only originally scheduled to be there for 8 days. NASA was forced to delay the astronauts' return from the ISS while they worked with Boeing to resolve the issues in the capsule docked on the ship. Ultimately, Starliner was deemed unfit to carry Williams and Wilmore home, and the spacecraft was returned to Earth uncrewed in September. Since then, two astronauts have been waiting to come home aboard this Crew 9 spacecraft, which arrived at the ISS later that same month. But the Crew 9 spacecraft cannot bring the Starliner and Crew 9 astronauts back to Earth until SpaceX's Crew 10 mission arrives at the ISS, so they are stranded in space. Now with human interest story, it's Gabe.
Super Bowl 59, featuring the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles, is set for February 9, 2025 at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Ticket prices for this rematch of Super Bowl 57 have shown a downward trend compared to last year's record-breaking prices. The current get-in price is $5,118, significantly lower than last year's $7,919 starting price. Prices vary by seating section, with the cheapest 600-level tickets at $5,118 and club-level seats at $9,578. This decrease is attributed to the Chiefs' frequent recent appearances in the Super Bowl and both teams' multiple Super Bowl trips in the past decade. On the other hand, the Food and Drug Administration has banned the use of red dye number 3, a synthetic dye that gives food and drinks their bright red cherry color but has been linked to cancer in animals. Despite the ban, companies still have a couple of years to eliminate red number 3 from their products. Also, there are still several different colors that still remain on the market. Now to Carmen for Offbeat News.
He was holding a gun and the dog in the same arm. The dog puts his paw on the gun and accidentally shot it. The man has since been sent to the hospital. When interviewers interviewed the dog, he did not have much to say.
Okay, that is all from the February 7th WDOT newscast. Thank you for listening and have a good day.